Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah Yud Dal. We'll pick it up with the Mishnah, about 10 lines up from the bottom on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, continuing with items that are also to sell. So says the Mishnah like this: Eli Devarim Asurim Limkor Legoy. The following things is also to sell to a goy, and it means at any time of the year because they used specifically for objects in their Avodah Zarah. So the first one, the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain what these are. It's terubalin, that's the first one, okay. Uvnos shuach, second one. The third one, uvafotros. Lavona, a type of frankincense. Petarnagol halovan, and a white rooster. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, mutalim kolo tarnagol lavon bein hatarnagolin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as you're selling other types of roosters as well, so it's okay if there's a white one involved in that sale as well. And then you're selling them 10 and one of them happens to be white, it's not a problem. Uvizman shehu bifnei atzmo. But when it's by itself, you're selling this tarnagol halavon by itself, kotea es etzbo'o, you have to cut off its foot, its toe, right? Umochrolo, and then you could sell it to him. Why, says the Mishnah, because they wouldn't bring, that's like a, for, according to their, l'shit ha'som, that's a balmum. It's disrespectful to be makriv their white rooster when it's missing a toe. Ushaar kol devarim, and all the other things. So stam on mutter. If it just said stam, that they ask for the item without specifying it, then you're allowed to. However, uferushon, but if they would be mefarish, they'd specify, I want it for my avodah zarah, we'll see why, then the next that's osur. Rabbi Meir Omer, Meir says, lefalim, af dekel tav vechotzov veniklav, Osulim kor legoyim. So even these types of things, a dekel tav, a good type of a palm tree, and a chatzav, and a naklav, okay, we'll see, we'll talk about the end of the daf as to what exactly these things are, what's the benefit to knowing what the names of these are. It's still also to sell these things to goyim. Okay, now on top of Yud Dalad, asks the Gemara, my istarubolin, what exactly does this word mean? So the Gemara says, tornisa. It's a tornisa. What do you mean? Or min who ask you kasha for hosifu alehin. Now discussing other things that's also to use during the Shemitah year. Alechsin the itz terublin muh sosin uvenoshuach. So when you're listening all things, ve'isakadaitach, you're going to tell me itz terublin tornisa. If you're going to tell me that's really the same thing, tornisa mi isabe shvis. Is it really such a does Shvius apply to such a thing as a tornisa? The Hatanah, we learned. Zehakla, kol sheyeshlo ikar, yeshlo Shvius. V'chol she'enlo ikar, enlo Shvius. So what does that mean? Rashi helps us out and explains she'enlo ikar, the second line down. V'hiskayim ba'aretz b'yamos ha'geshamim. That it has roots in the ground that it could last throughout the winter time. Kagon kishuin, v'diluim, types of cucumbers and gourds, v'chiyot v'zen. So those things last. But if it doesn't, ein lo shvius, umutr lasos mehen schar. You're allowed to do business with it. There's no iser of perish shvius in these. V'ein mitzuva lahafkirim, right? You don't have to make it mafkir. So that's what it says. Ela Omer of Safra, right? So if you see, which again, the assumption you see is the Torah has no roots, therefore it's not Shaykh to talk about Shemitah. Ela Omer of Safra, Peirei de Arza. No. What exactly are these? It's the fruit of the Erez tree. V'chein ki osa rav in Omer of Elazar, Peirei de Arza, right? So they say, and then the rye like this, it's the fruit of the Erez, and that's what's being osur. Next one that was listed in the Mishnah was the Benos Shuach. So what exactly are this? The Benos Shuach that you're not allowed to sell to a goy? Omer Rabba Bar Rav Chano, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Te'enei Chivaroso. These white types of Te'enim of figs. The next one, Uvetotros. What are those? So Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Biprototrosehen Shanu. We're talking about when they're sold with their stems, meaning, but if they, that's when it's a problem. But if they were not, in other words, they were not pruned, there would not be a problem of selling them. Lavona, the frankincense, that's also awesome to sell to a goy. So Amar Rav Yitzhak, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Lavona Zaka. We're talking about a very pure type of, like refined type of frankincense. That's what they use for their Avodah Zarah. Tana, Umikulon Moichrin Lehen Chavila. If you're with all these things that the Mishnah listed, so mitzvah chavila is a bundle, right? Is like we're familiar with the phrase "ein oisim mitzvos chavilos bundles." So if you sold them these things in a bundle, that's not a problem, because when you're buying it in bulk like this, it's clearly they actually want to sell it themselves. They're not buying it, just so they can use it themselves in the avodah zarah. So the Gemara wants to clarify one second. Information question: the kama chavila. So how much really is enough in order to be considered to be a bundle? Others explain that, I mean, how much does actually weigh the bundle? So Pirush Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Ein Chavila Pechusa Mishlosha Monin, right? That there's nothing less than a 300 dinarim. So that's the amount of weight that the Chavila has. One second, ask them, or one second. If you're going to, we can sell them in bulk because we're going to sell them. And we know these items are used for avodah zarah. So the Gemara asks, "Lechush dilma ezel mezabin achrine umekatre." Very good. This guy is not going to do it. He's a businessman. He's going to go sell it to somebody else. And the whole problem was, again, that we know that a guy is also mitzvah. In one of the Zion mitzvahs is avodah zarah. So both Jew and non-Jew is not allowed to facilitate avodah zarah, idol worship. So if we're going to allow the goy to sell, we'll sell it to him, but he's not going to do it, he's going to sell it to somebody else. So why don't we have to be concerned of lifnei ivur over here? So Om Rabaye Alifne Mepakdinan. Well, on one level, to directly do it, you can't cause the goy to do avodah zarah. However, Alifne Dilifne Lo Mepakdinan. But the Lifne Dilifne, right? A second step removed from the equation already, that's not a problem. We are not mitzuv on that. So therefore, if we know that we're going to sell these items in bulk, the goy is going to sell them himself and not use it in avodah zarah, where according to this, it would not be problematic. Okay, now the Gemara goes discussing this tarnagol lovan, right? This white rooster, right? What's going on over here? So Amar Rav Yona, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Zvid, Vigidamasne, Amar Rav Yona, Amar Rav Zera, not going all the way back to Rav Zvid. Tarnagol and me, right? If the goy says, who's got a rooster here? So the mutlim kolo tarnagol lovan, then in that case, you could sell him a white one, because he didn't specify. He didn't say, oh, by the way, who's got a white one? He says, who has a rooster? So I have one. It happens to be white. Okay, not a problem. However, if the goy would say, Tarnagol Lemi, Lovel Lemi, right? Tarnagol Lovel Lemi, who has a white one? So you see, the Gentile is interested in this avodah zarah. So in that case, Oslim Kolo Tarnagol Lovel. You are not allowed to sell him a white rooster. Tana, in one second. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, "Moicher hulo tarnagol lovan bein tarnagolim." You're allowed to sell him a white rooster, right? And the condition that's necessary is that there's other ones that are being sold as well. So hey, chidamis, what exactly are we talking about here? Elaim de ka'amr, if you're going to say that the guy says tarnagol lovan the me, who's got a white rooster, tarnagol lovan the me. Right, he says that afilu bein tarnagolim namilo. So then you're not allowed to sell him that one along with the other ones, with the black ones or the red ones, because you see clearly that he specified he wants a white one. Why does he want the white one? We understand why he wants the white one. So therefore, you're not allowed to elav de ka'omer. So it must be that he said something else. He said like this: tarnagolimi. Who has a rooster? So like, who's got the rooster? He does not mention at all he wants a white one. Vafilu hachi, even though he did not mention that he wants a white one, the Rebbe Yehuda, the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda would say that if he sells the white one along with the others, bein tarnagolim in b'fnei atzmo lo. That if he's selling with other ones, then it's allowed to, but if he's only selling by himself, it's no. Right? Latana kama. But according to Tanakam again, who held it was usher to sell the white rooster, right? So afilu bein tarnagolim namilo. Even if there's other ones along with it, different colored roosters, he's still not allowed to do it. So that doesn't go like Rav Yona. He held that if the guy says, who's got the rooster, and doesn't say stam, which kind he wants, that you're allowed to sell him even the white one. So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, So you have to learn like this. Now, the Mishnah is not talking the case where the non-Jew asks for the rooster stam without specifying. Everyone holds in that case that it's mutter to sell him. What are we talking? Hachav mayaskinen. What's the case? Kigon to Omer ze vize. Meaning, the Jew has all, he's got like a, I don't know what the word was, a rooster farm. He's got a rooster store. He's selling roosters over here. And the guy, he points to everyone and says, I want this one, and he want that one. And one of the ones that he pointed to was white, right? And that's the case according to Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Satani Nami Hachi. So we have a riot to support this Ukimta. Omer Rav Yehuda Amasai. According to Rav Yehuda, when is it Osir to sell a white rooster? Bizman Sha'omer Tarnagol Ze Lovon. When he says, sell me this white one. Ava, but Im Omer, if you would say Ze Vize, sell me this one and that one, meaning he points to a white one and a different colored one as well, Mutter. That's allowed to, the Jews allowed to sell it to him. Vafilo Omer Tarnagol Ze. And even if he says, this one, he points the white one. Goy she'osa mishte livno, o shahayelo choyle besoch beso mutter. If you know that he's doing it, he's making like a big wedding feast for his kid, for his son, or if he has a sick person, then we are allowed to sell, even though he specified this white one, because what the umdana is that he wants it for the celebration, right? Or he wants it for the sick person, but not for avodah zarah. So, right, that's the point. I have a Hatanya, 1 second. We learned the Mishnah. Goich osa mishta livno. Eina osur ella oso hayom. Va oso ha'ish bilvad. Right? The Mishnah back in Navches. That if the goy is making a feast for his son, right? And he's doing the business with him, it's going to be osur for that person and that day alone. So oso hayom va oso ha'ish miha osur. Omer of Nyan, right? Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Mesharshia. No, what we're talking about is tavuzig. It's a type of a picnic, or it's like a special meal they're making. It's not so choshev. It's more like a, the Mefarshim explains, like a social gathering. It's not like a wedding per se. So for this, the getting together does not include the fact that they're going to bring a makriv korbonos to their avodah zarah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Usha'ar kol ha-devarim, right, with all the other items that are there, stama mutter, perushon osir. If you just ask them stama zoi, just says, I want them, okay, in that case it's mutter, perushon, but if he specifies in that case, it's going to be osir. So the Gemara asks, my staman, my perushon. What exactly does it mean when he says just in general? And what does it mean when he specifies? Ilema stoma, if you're going to tell me, again, Ilema always introduces an answer that's going to be rejected. Ilema, if you're going to tell me that the stam is tefkomer chite chivo rosa, what I want is a white wheat, right? Perushan. But Perush is when he explains, Deka'omer l'avodah zarah. And he says, when I'm specifying, I want this wheat because I'm using it for avodah zarah. So that's obvious, right? In other words, what's the chiddush for the Mishnah to tell me in case he says that I'm going to buy this? If he wants to buy something stam, you're allowed to. If he say, no, I'm doing this for avodah zarah, then it's also another, right? Okay, I turn to Amud Beis. Lo, it must be stama tzrich lemeimar dime zabninon. When he just asked for it stam, it's because you could sell it to him, right? V'lo perushin tzricha l'meimer d'lo mezaninon. And when he doesn't, I said backwards, right? When he isn't mefarish, he doesn't speak out specifically what he wanted, that's the case we had to know to tell us he's not to sell it to him. El stam and ka'omer chite. And stam means that when he sells it, he just says it's, in general, perushin ka'omer chivarosa. So it comes out like this. When the Mishnah says that, when he asks just stam, he's talking about the case where the goy says that he wants to buy wheat. Totally mutter, right? Okay, so the case when he says, when he says he wants the white wheat, that's an item that's used for avodah zarah. So the Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to sell it to him. Mechlal, so this implies, detarnagol afilu stamanamilo. That by the case of the rooster, which we saw earlier in the Mishnah, that even if the goy asks her without specifying, I doesn't say I want a white one, then you're not allowed to sell them. So if you're learning like this now, again, that's going to go against what Rabbi Zeira said, right? You were allowed to sell it to him. So now, Omri la'olam stam under ka'omra chidechi varasa. Really, no, I'll tell you like this. Stam, without saying, that's when he asks for the white wheat, right? And Perushan, when he specifies, that's talking about the case to ka'omra la'vodazar. He tells you, right, specifically that he wants to use for vodazar. So now, Perushan itzrichle. But the chiddush is, when he's mefarish it, you would have to tell me that. Why? This is Salkadai Techamina. I would have thought to say as follows. Hi Gavra, lav avodah zara kaboy. Even though he's saying he wants this for avodah zara, he's just saying that. He doesn't really want to use it for that. Ela mevaku do'avik b'avodah zara. This guy is so dovak, he's so attached to his avodah zara, and he thinks v'sovar ki heichida hu gavra avik bei kulei alma nami aviku. Just like he's so enthralled, attached, absorbed, he's a fanatic when it comes to his avodah zara. He thinks, most people think like this, that everybody else must think the same way I do. So since he's so dovak to avodah zara, it must be everybody else's. Se'ema, I think this is what the guy's thinking. I'm going to say, I'll say this, ki hecha de list vuli, right? I'm going to tell the guy, even though I'm not using it for his vazara, I'm going to tell him I'm doing it, because just like I care so much about a vazara, must be the seller cares so much about the same vazara that I care about. So therefore, you know, we're on the same team. We're both Yankee fans. We're both Mets fans. We're both on the same team. So therefore, we're both Avodah Zarah fans. So he's going to give me a break. He's going to give me a price kickback, even though I'm not using it for Avodah Zarah. I just said that. I just said that because I wanted to get a better deal. You know, whatever. But therefore, he thinks that that's it. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush is no. If he says that he's going to use it, even though he's not really intending to, you would have thought that the Hav Mina was. You'd be allowed to sell it for him. No. The Chiddush is, it's still usur to sell it to him because at the end of the day, he might be telling the truth. He might really be using it for avodah zara. And so that's why the Chiddush was to tell me when he's Perushan that you're not allowed to sell it to him again. Okay, good. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi asks the question. Tarnagolovin katulami. If the non-Jew requests, does anybody have a white tarnagol that's damaged? It's cut off. It's katua, right? It's missing a limb. Could I sell him? He's not asking for this, but could I sell him a complete one, right? a wholesome white rooster? So what are the two tzedadim? So it says, "Mi amrin, and do we say mi deka amr katua?" And the fact that the non-Jew says he wants katua, one that's damaged, lola vodazar kaboy. You see from here that we know that they wouldn't be. They wouldn't bring that type of animal as a sacrifice. So must be, since the fact he's asking for a damaged one, he's not really going to bring it. Oh, Dilma, no, maybe the other one. Iarume kom arim. Maybe the guy's doing a harama. He knows that nobody has selling, damaged goods. No one's selling a white rooster that's got a foot missing, a toe missing, or something like that. So he says, look, since I'm just asking for it, but I know deep down, when they're going to sell me one, they're going to have to sell me a full one, right? So he hopes he's going to get really an undamaged one. So therefore, in that case, it really would be awesome to sell him the white rooster, even though he didn't ask for that. And if you're going to tell me he's doing a haram over here, tarnagol lovin' the me. In the case where the guy asks, who's got a white one? Vihavile shocher v'shushkal, and then you bring him a black rooster, right? And he takes it. Vihavile odum v'shokol, gave him a red one and he took it, right? So mahalim kololovan. So what would be the case in that? Could what's the halacha? Can you sell him a white one over here? What's the suffix? So me and Rina, do we say kave mediyahu v'shokol v'shokol odum v'shokol? From the fact you see you gave him a black one, he took that. You gave him a red rooster, he took that one. Lav levodazar come boy. You see that he really didn't need it for avodah zara. Oh, Dilma, or maybe the other side, right? Dilma comes from the English word dilemma, comes from Dilma, right? Maybe the other way of looking at it is iarume kama arim. Maybe he's really, this is a trickery to get you to sell it. You know, like you buy a lot of items, but just really what you wanted was the white one. Sateku. So it's unresolved. Stands. We don't have an answer to that. Okay. Now, continuing from the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Oimer said, Af Dekel. right? It's also to sell to a non-Jew even a good palm tree, right? We have a tradition. Right, so Avraham Avinu, it's a long daf yomi. He had 400 chapters, right? We have only five, right? And we don't even know what we're saying. Meaning, we have so much less, right? Niskatnu hadoras. Avraham Avinu had so much more, and we have so much less, and we still mean we don't can't even get the five prokim correct. Think of Gedalia Shor has a beer where he explains that why Avraham Avinu had such a big masechta, because he was mevatel all those koichos of avodah zarah through his avodas Hashem, and that's why there's so much less that we have nowadays. Avraham Avinu, so to speak, removed that from the world. Okay, but nevertheless, says the Gemara that we have a small amount and we don't even have the correct pshat. So Savimi asks him, okay, umay kashio. So what was the difference? Tekatani, Rabbi Meir Omer, af dekel tav. Right? Rabbi Meir said it's even also to sell him a good palm tree, right? Chatzav, this thing called a chatzav, v'naklas, right? You can't sell any of these things. Also limkol legoyim, you can't sell them to legoyim. Dekel tav hu delo mezav ninon, ha dekel bish mezav ninon. So the diak is only a good palm tree you can't sell him, but a bad one you would be allowed to sell him. Vatanan, but we learned in Mishnah, you'd test them in bays. Ein mochrin lohem b'mechubar l'karka. You're not allowed to sell to a non-Jew anything that's mechubar l'karka, anything that's attached to the ground, right? So Amalei, Zavimi said to him, my dekel tav, what does it mean when you say good palm tree? Peros dekel tav. It means the detached fruit of the palm tree. V'chinam Rav Huna peros dekel tav. Mishnah means the fruit. The fruit is of the. That's what's the prohibition. So chatzav. What exactly is the other things are mentioned in the Mishnah? So that's it's a type of date that's known as kashba. Naklas. What is the naklas? Ski also Rav Dimi Omer Rav Chama Bar Yosef. Koryate. It's a thing called a koryate. Amalei Abayi Ravdimi Tanan Naklas Vlo Yadinan Lamahu. The Mishnah told us Naklas and we didn't know what that was. Va'at Amr, you come and tell us koryate, right? It's koryate Vlo Yadinan. We don't know what that is either, right? I guess in like the vernacular when you. It's not exactly a perfect example. You know, when you define a word using the word itself, I didn't know what the word meant, so you just defined it using something else I don't know, right? So he says, my hanislon, what kind of hanan did you give us? What benefit do we have now? You didn't help us. I didn't know what the word meant in the first place. Now you gave me a different word. I don't know what that one means. So Amr Leh, Sir Avdimi says to him, Ani l'chu, no, I did help you. How so? Dechi azlas hosom, when you go over there, meaning to Eretz Yisrael, Amr lehu naklas, right? If you would say to them naklas, v'lo yade, they're not going to know what it means. So Amr lehu, so say to them koryate, tell them koryate, right? V'yade, that we know what it is. V'ko machavu loch, and they'll be able to show it to you, and then you will know what you're asking for, and then you'll be good to go. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up with the new Mishnah tomorrow's daf.